In a digital age where freedom of speech is at stake, a new dawn is rising. Introducing Pickaxe, the social media platform that stands for constitutional free speech. In quarter one of 2024, Pickaxe will be your platform to voice your thoughts, opinions, and beliefs without fear of censorship. Unlike big tech, Pickaxe empowers you with algorithms that work for you, ensuring that your content reaches those who value your perspectives. And for the content creators who drive conversations, Pickaxe offers monetization opportunities that support your passion while you speak your truth. Join a community that opposes big tech censorship, cherishes the values of America, and celebrates the freedom to express ideas, regardless of their popularity. Navigate with ease, connect with like-minded individuals, and embrace a social media platform that's as unapologetically American as you are. Unleash your voice on Pickaxe, where free speech reigns. Join us quarter one of 2024 and be a part of a movement that's reshaping social media. Sign up today at pickaxe.com and claim your space on the platform where your voice truly matters. Again, go to pickaxe.com and sign up today.
So for those of you who listen to the podcast version of this, who aren't watching the video, you may or may not be aware that I am Asian American. And granted, I'm only half Asian American. Yeah, my father is Caucasian, was Caucasian. So yeah, it's I have experienced bigotry, hatred, racism, whatever, you know, over the years. But it's been relatively mild. I don't want to complain. It's nothing that has really bugged me too much. I mean, I remember probably fourth or fifth grade having this kid that used to taunt me after school up until the point where I finally turned around, swung my book bag at him, hit him in the ear, and then I never saw him again. Imagine that. Had to deal with it in high school. There's this one particular dirtbag who would taunt me, and I took care of that. But again, I'm not suggesting that it's not a big deal. It's not that I'm not trying to downplay it by any means. I will say this though, this current push by the left to highlight anti-Asian American hate is a false narrative. Not that the hatred itself, not the bigotry, not the racism, that does exist. But the way they're handling it is not only, it's hypocritical, it's very disingenuous. And quite frankly, it's ugly and insulting to those of us who have experienced real anti-Asian American hate. We'll be talking about that. We'll also have a great update from the two mics. These guys, man, they're putting out some amazing news updates, really making my job a heck of a lot easier, which I'll do anything to make my job easier because my job is hard, not hard like in a oh my gosh, I got to run into a burning building and save people kind of hard. It's not like hard like, oh, I've got to not get killed by people that want to kill me in Afghanistan or Syria or wherever. It's not that type of hard, you know, but it is challenging and that is time consuming because again, we do this for a living. Those who don't know this isn't a part-time podcast that I do from time to time. NOQreport.com and Freedom First Network are my full-time jobs. So anything can help. And as a matter of fact, it's not just helpful as far as time wise, these guys know their stuff. Okay. They really do. Colonel Mike, And Dr. Michael Scheuer, they've been doing these news updates for me, and they're better than me. They're more entertaining. They're more fun. They're just better at it in general. So we will get to that right now. Ever since, I don't know. It's funny. It's kind of crept up on us. You know, we've been seeing anti-Asian American hate rising in places usually like New York City, for example. There was a very large spike that's oddly coincided with also the anti-Semitic spike that was happening in New York City. A lot of people attributed this to the Wuhan flu, even saying that, oh, because Trump and those MAGA guys keep calling it the Chinese virus or the Wuhan flu. That's why it's happening. Okay. And here's the thing is that there are idiots. There are idiots in this world. There's plenty of idiots in America who associate Asian Americans with the coronavirus COVID-19. We can't get around that. That doesn't mean that we have to stop calling it what it is. This is a disease that originated in Wuhan. Probably almost certainly, I should say. Well, we'll just say 99% sure that it came from the Wuhan Virology Lab. We will have guests on. Some will say that it was released intentionally. Some will say that it was It was an attempt to do research for a bioweapon, and that the research got out. I've heard one very credible theory that it was an attempt to create an antidote for the bioweapon that they were and are creating. This antidote, you know, if you're going to launch a bioweapon, especially one that can spread rapidly, you want to make sure that your people or your military or your cousins or whoever, that they're protected, that you have an antidote or a virus or a vaccine or something that will protect you while going after your enemies, which to the Chinese Communist Party, that's us. Very credible information there. We're also going to be talking to Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, who has some information. You know, he actually took the vaccine, at least the first step. Before he took the second jab, though, he consulted with his doctor and other doctors and realized that they were all telling him, whoa, hold on. Now, I can't say that on this show, because if I say that, then YouTube is going to ban us and Facebook's going to suppress us. And you know me, I don't care. They're going to ban us anyway at some point. Why not just get it over with? I probably won't even post this to YouTube. If you guys are following us on YouTube, you might as well stop, because it's going down. And again, we don't care. You know, we don't care. We weren't building up our YouTube channel. It was going up very nicely. You know, a little over a year ago, we made the decision to stop building it, to start focusing on sites like Rumble, Locals, Brighteon, BitChute, start posting more content elsewhere in places that do believe in freedom of speech and actually believe in discourse, people having discussions, having an idea that runs contrary to the standard narrative that's being pushed by whether it's DC, the states, mainstream media, big tech, George Soros, Chinese Communist Party, Russian propaganda, whatever. There's plenty of it out there already. We know this. And we made the conscious decision before the purge to not worry so much about those places. Now we're still on Facebook. We do appreciate our Facebook audience greatly. You guys are very, very wonderful. You know, if you stop seeing our stuff on Facebook, it's not because we don't like you or we don't care about you. It's because Facebook doesn't like us. So easiest way to find us. I would say there's two places to be able to find all of our content. Three. Number one, you can find this show on knockreport.com. We post that and plus all kinds of other news there. Other shows from Gatekeepers Online, and shows that are also within the Freedom First Network, which brings me to the second one, freedomfirstnetwork.com. Find us there, please. Good stuff there. We don't just post podcasts there anymore. We actually post news updates. Now, the focus there is still on podcasts, or I'm sorry, yeah, still on shows, podcasts, video casts. But we do post news there. And it's kind of the opposite of Knock Report. Knock Report, the focus is on the news and opinions, whereas we do also post podcasts there. But the one place where you can find all of our shows as they come out, we post very quickly onto Locals, ffn.locals.com, Foxtrot November.locals.com. That, of course, stands for Freedom First Network. And we would strongly encourage you to find us there. Join us. Become a member. You can be a free member, paying member. It doesn't matter. At this point, we don't put pay gates up on any of our content. It may change someday in the future. But for right now, all of it's up there for free for anybody who wants to see it. So join us there. So let's get to this story. It's a good story. Yeah, there's a bunch of these stories, but I wanted to highlight this one because this one is a microcosm of what I believe is happening. And it is the reason that we're seeing so much of this push by the left, by mainstream media, big tech, and the Democrats to focus on their push against anti-Asian American hate. And I'll get to why here shortly, but this is a story from the post-millennial from, today. Seattle social justice activist charged over anti-Asian American Asian hate attacks. A Black Lives Matter activist and fervent Democratic Party supporter is accused of committing anti-Asian hate crimes in Seattle. King County prosecutor charged 51-year-old Christopher Allen Hamner of SeaTac, Washington, with a felony hate crime for targeting multiple Asian victims, on two separate occasions in March. Hamner, who is mixed race, is accused of threatening women and children of Asian background as young as 5 years old with racial slurs. On March 16th, Hamner allegedly harassed a woman while she was in her car with two children, ages 5 and 10. Pamela Cole, the victim, alleged in a Facebook post that Hamner yelled, "F you, Asian B." She says he jumped out of his vehicle and started punching his fist together before throwing projectiles at her car. She called the police. 3 days later, on March 19th, Hamner allegedly cut off two Asian women with his sedan near a supermarket, blocked traffic in the middle of the road, and screamed similar profanities at them. Hamner then got out of his car, charged at the victims who were driving together, and launched an object at them. The probable cause affidavit cites. Jenny Wong, one of the victims, posted a photo and video of her encounter with Hamner on Instagram. Seattle Police Department arrested Hamner on Thursday. His bail is set at $75,000. So somebody call Kamala Harris. I'm sure she'll pay for it. He is being held at the King County Correctional Facility for the felony hate crime charge, plus 3 additional counts of malicious harassment. The video and accusations against Hamner have been surprising for some, given his reputation as a staunch BLM and racial justice activist in the Seattle area. In June 2020, Hamner participated in the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, the CHAZ, or the CHOB as it became known, where BLM and Antifa extremists seized 6 blocks of property. He recorded video of himself in the zone where he was holding an anti-Donald Trump and anti-police sign. The reason that I highly, you know, this is one incident. It's like, oh, what are you going to try to build a case about anti-Asian hate off of one incident? Yes, I am. Because this incident is not isolated. As I said earlier, this is a microcosm of what we're seeing in America today. And I'm going to say the plain truth here. This will probably offend a bunch of people. There has been, and maybe there always will be, a particularly divisive type of bigotry, of racism, between Asian Americans and African Americans. This is something that has been long documented. It's avoided, you know. And I'm not trying to generalize here, folks, okay? I want to be very clear about that. I'm not trying to generalize about this tension that has been in place. You know, but I've experienced it myself. You know, I don't care. You know, black, white, I really truly do believe that I am as colorblind as possible, because it doesn't matter to me. You know, my mother, after there was a time, oh gosh, it was probably the early 2000s when she was dating a black man. And, you know, it was, didn't even faze me, didn't faze my kids. You know, we would go out to dinner with them. It was all sorts of fun. Okay. But I learned later, after they had broken up, that her family was very adamantly opposed to it. Her family is Filipino. And my family, I should say, you know, they're Filipino and not quite as progressively minded as she was. And they would go after her for it. You know, they would say some pretty mean things to her about it. And as it turned out, he would get the same from his family. Now, I know, yeah, that's one anecdotal case on top of another anecdotal case that we're talking about here. But folks, look around. And if you know, if you are Asian American, if you are black, if you are, if you have friends, family, you know, ask them about it. It's not talked about nearly enough. And again, I'm not trying to generalize here. I'm just saying that there seems to be more individuals within the Asian American community who have a bias, a bigotry towards African Americans, and vice versa. You know, the only one I guess everybody universally hates are white people. but this one, you know, it goes beyond, for example, any animosity between you know, the Asian American communities and the Hispanic American communities, for example, or the African American communities and the Hispanic American or Native American or whatever. Okay, there's this tension there. And therein lies the challenge, because we have seen examples, we've seen statistics about rising crime, hate crimes against Asian Americans in recent months. The reason that they're trying to push this attack against white supremacy as the cause of this is because it's not true. I'm not saying there's not white supremacists who are bigoted against Asian Americans. There are. Certainly there are. There always have been. There always will be. Okay. There's white bigots, black bigots, Asian bigots, Hispanic bigots. There's going to be bigots. Bigotry is real. that's been getting better in recent years, up until the last few years, where cultural Marxism has taken over. Identity politics has been the call of the day in the Democratic Party, where we are where we are today, where there's now you have a Democratic Party that's pushing for literally segregation at every turn. You have radical leftists who literally want to go against what Dr. Martin Luther King said about judging people by their character. They want to be judged, and they want us to judge them by the color of their skin, and they want that judgment to be superiority. But again, this goes into a whole other discussion. Let's stay focused on the Asian hate thing. They want it blamed on white supremacy. But the real bulk of where the hatred is coming from is actually from the radical left. It's from Black Lives Matter. It's from these Antifa and BLM groups that are trying to, and their motion, and I've mentioned this before, this isn't new. I was talking about this months ago, how they're trying to associate Asian Americans with Caucasians. They don't want them called persons of color. Okay. They want persons of color to be isolated to their racial groups. And they want Asian Americans to be in the same group as Caucasians. Well, the not so radical left is trying to reverse. They're trying to say, oh no, wait, this isn't going to help us on election time. This isn't going to help us for fundraising. We need to reverse this narrative. We got to get ahead of this before people start noticing. So that's where we are today. You can call it what you will. You can disagree with me. This is only an opinion. I'm not going to state facts. I'm pulling out anecdotal causes. We should have discourse about it, though. I'm pretty sure that I could demonstrate to anybody who wants to argue the opposite, that this is true. Coming up, we do have the two mics with a news update, a fabulous news update. And then we're actually going to be doing another show. I know that we've been trying to limit the lengths of these shows. People seem to like it better. You'd rather hear 20, 30, 40 minutes than an hour, hour and a half. I get it. Fortunately, I have a lot more to say. So instead of taking one show an hour and a half and breaking it down to 20 or 30 minutes, we're just doing multiple 20 or 30 minute shows. Heck, tomorrow I've got 4 interviews. I'm very excited. This decision to make the show shorter is the best decision we've made for this show, other than, of course, bringing in my lovely, brilliant, talented, and absolutely fantastic in every possible way co-host and wife, Tammy. She's the best decision that I made regarding this show. I need to get her on more often. Maybe if I mention her a few times, Beetlejuice, you know, Tammy. Nope, she's okay. She didn't show up. Okay, so in the spirit of keeping it short, I'm going to shut up now and turn it over to the two mics.
Folks, listen up. I've got something crucial to share with you today. In this uncertain world, you need to be prepared for anything, especially when it comes to your health. That's where The Wellness Company comes in, offering you peace of mind in a box with their medical emergency kit. Picture this. You're faced with a medical emergency and you need quick, effective treatment. The Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is like having a strategic arsenal of life-saving medications right at your fingertips. From proven treatments like ivermectin to generic Z-Pax and amoxicillin, this kit has got you covered. But that's not all. Every kit comes with a medical emergency guidebook, ensuring you have the knowledge to use these medications safely and effectively. It's like having a medical professional right there with you when you need it most. And here's the kicker. Use code FFN to get 10% off your medical emergency kit at twc.health/FFN. That's right, folks. 10% off, peace of mind in a box. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your medical emergency kit today and be ready for whatever comes your way. Stay safe, stay prepared with The Wellness Company. Again, use code FFN to get 10% off your medical emergency kit at twc.health/FFN.
Hey, welcome back. You're on with two mics, Dr. Michael Scioia and Colonel Mike, with a NOC report news update. Good afternoon, Dr. Mike. How are you?
Good afternoon to you. Is that an NNU? No, an NRU. NOQ report update.
That's N-O-Q. As in, now there's another secret code going out there. I think the Q in the N-O-Q is a secret code. But you discovered yesterday, you were telling me about this LGBTQ. What do you think?
Yeah. It seems to me that what happened was that when Q stopped putting out his information in before the election, as he said he was going to stop, that the LGBT people took that Q. And I think they must now be a conspiracy, Colonel, don't you think?
I think it is a conspiracy.
I think Congress ought to investigate them as radical extremists in the United States. What do you think?
And take them off Twitter and Twitter and what's the other thing? Facebook.
Yeah, I think that Q thing is really a conspiracy thing for these sexual deviants.
Oh, speaking of sex now, we have to be careful how we use the words, you know, with sex. My dear lady told me I can no longer have those chips, you know. It's kind of offensive to get laid potato chips. There's so much in there in the news. Hey, I got a McInerney for you. Would you like a McInerney?
Yes.
You got to give it to General McInerney, our guest that's been on for months with us. He's been on since before the election. And McInerney put a quote out there. He said, Dominion suing Fox News is like Epstein suing Weinstein. That's perfect. Got to give it to you, old boy. He's good.
The general's hot, isn't he, with that stuff? He's very good.
You know, he's on everybody's show. He's on Knock Report now, and he's on a couple other shows this past week. And then he made a comment about Jesse Ventura was a big disappointment because Jesse's saying the election wasn't rigged. And you know Jesse, he's into everything. I mean, you know, he went to Mexico and he was off the grid and he believes, you know, UFOs come down at night and get McDonald's. So that's like a big disappointment.
Well, somebody should call him and tell him it was rigged by UFO pilots.
We should get Jesse on the show. Get him on the show. Now, going to Georgia on my mind. Remember Ray Charles? He had that driving school. Remember that driving school Ray Charles had, Mike?
Yeah, that's right. Well, that was a great name.
Yeah. Ray Charles and Gladys Knight and Brooks Benton. I don't know how old you are, but I'm old enough to remember Brooks Benton. Rainy Night in Georgia. Big hit back in the days of AM radio.
Georgia's he was here again. He could call it cheating night in Georgia.
Well, Georgia's back in the news, that peach state that it is with Stacey, what's her name, Abrams. Georgia voter restriction rules now have Dr. Mike, MLB, all upset. They're discussing moving the All-Star game from Georgia.
Well, all I can hope is the owner of the Atlanta Braves is to tell them to take their game and wherever they want it. And once they get it there, to shove it somewhere.
Maybe they should bring it to Beijing.
Yes, it could be part of the Olympic ceremony.
Yeah. You know, now another thing, too. The Great Epic Times, what a paper. And they have that Epic Times channel, NTD News. They're calling, there's an article about Beijing should be boycotted 2022 Winter Olympics because of Tibet. And I'm like, hello, they already took the country. What's the Olympics? What's going to, because remember, I think the U.S. boycotted Russia. Was it like back in the 80s or something? The Cold War?
1980 Olympics over Afghanistan. That's correct, Colonel.
Right. So see, when you have Dr. Mike on, you get all the answers you need. So I think now that they took Tibet, it's a little late in the game to think about the Olympics, as you say, in the game, right?
Yes.
And what else we got in the news today? Oh, Butthead, our Secretary of Transportation. This is a great one. All right. Knock Report listeners and two Mike listeners, you're going to like this one. Butthead, Secretary of Transportation, he's thinking about taxing us by the mile as we drive by the mile. Because then he can take care of some of this carbon thing and Green New Deal. What comes to mind, Mike, when you think about Butthead and by the mile? Well, no, don't answer that if you don't want to. I'll answer.
I'm just betting that you have an answer.
I think it's this guy dreams about tunnels, you know. he's like a mole. So I guess, you know, whatever he does in his everyday life, everything is by the mile or whatever, by the inch, by the mile, by the foot. I don't know. But he's kind of a weird dude. And he was talking to Joey Bribes about this, which yeah. Joey Bribes thinks everything is good as long as he can get off the camera in 5 minutes, you know?
Yes. And doesn't have to talk.
And executive order number what? 1999. I don't know even where we are today. And also Epic Times. Again, I'm going to say, I got to give shout outs to the great Epic Times. They have an article on CRT. Like now we have these acronyms, right? CRT. And that's the critical race theory. It's the biggest cancer in America. Mike, it surpasses COVID-19, cancer, breast cancer, heart trouble, cholesterol, Cialis, whatever else you got to use, you know? CRT is now the biggest cancer in our country. So that'll segue right into what you're going to talk about with the military.
Yeah. Well, let me say this first. We're becoming the United States of fraud, not the United States of America anymore. How many frauds do we have going now? We have Fauci's fraud going. We have the Buttigieg thing, global warming is a complete fraud. If anybody's really interested in the truth about global warming, the Colonel and I have done a couple of shows, but go to a channel called Tony Heller, TonyHeller. Mm-hmm. He shows you how the National Aeronautic and Oceans Administration, NOAA, has been changing historical climate data to fit the pattern of global warming. And he shows how there's no rise in the ocean virtually anywhere on this earth. And he's just had a 5-part series on global warming in Wyoming, where they had like 9 inches of snow each day. But this is the big fraud. This is the critical race theory is just, as you say, it's a cancer. And I don't know if you noticed, Colonel, I think you probably did, but there was a hearing in the Congress yesterday. Now they want to press ahead and purge the military and find out how many military guys are what they call extremists. And the Army's manual for doing this includes Catholics and conservatives in it and evangelicals as potential extremists that have to be watched and perhaps removed.
That sounds like to me like communist China, CCP. What do you think?
Well, it surely sounds like they want to destroy the military. These clowns in our government wouldn't mind that. They're the offspring of those clowns from the 60s. Remember,
Red diaper dopa babies.
Yep, a whole fetid generation of anti-Americans gave birth to these kids. The people who should practice abortion don't.
Yeah.
And so we got Kerry and we got Biden and we got Obama and all of these people that really the world could have been much better without them. I'm kidding, of course. No baby should be aborted. I'm just trying to be a pistol. That's all. But if our listeners want to really get the straight dope on the fraud that is called global warming or climate change, go to Tony Heller's channel. It's on, sometimes it's on YouTube, other times it's on NewTube, because YouTube sometimes won't let him show things. But it's there, it's terrific, it really is terrific.
We did a great show back in December.
We did indeed.
Right? We did a great show on global warming with Dr. Jay Lehr, L-E-H-R, which they could look up on Rumble or on the Knock Report. Dr. Jay Lehr with two mics, which was out of the park on global warming. And I also had him on the radio back in, I think it was November too.
I think that's right.
Yeah, he was really, really great. So you want to look up Tony Heller and Jay Lehr. And, there's another guy who's really big on the global warming who happens to be a Christian conservative. His name is Dr. Cal Beisner, B-E-I-S-N-E-R. And he was on our show and Jeff's show.
Yeah.
So you got three guys that you can go and get real information, real statistics on what's going on, because The Green New Deal is just a ripoff. It's just moving money from point A to point B, you know?
It's exactly right. And from point B, it goes into somebody's pocket. That's all.
Right. And the guys that are talking about carbon and carbon credits, they're flying Gulfstreams. You know, they're going to Davos. You know what I mean? They're burning wood in the fireplaces in Davos, you know, and they're putting
It's a funny thing what they're trying to do with the military, though, because, before the Civil War, there was not a red-hot secessionist group within the military. The military hung on until Virginia seceded and war was inevitable. And then they quit, not because they hated the flag or because they hated the Union. They did it because they went to defend their homes in a war of independence.
Right.
But what these people are trying to do is to really emasculate our military and make it clear to our enemies that we are no military threat and they can pretty much do what they want.
That's why we don't need $780 billion budgets, because we can't even defend a border. You know what I would do?
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, go ahead.
If I was in the Congress, I'd be saying, why are we paying all this money for you guys to sit back and get these great pensions and sit on the boards of Raytheon and General Dynamics and all these other companies, and you can't even defend the border. And that's what I didn't hear from these senators who went down there for what they call FaceTime, you know, FaceTime, like selfies and FaceTime. Oh, it's such a disaster. Look at the kids. Oh, it's so bad. It's real. You know what they're doing? They're separating families. I didn't hear any solution. What they're talking about, I heard 2 years ago when I was on the border. Okay. And again, I'll have to go to the music. Al Stewart, great song, On the Border. Great song. Al Stewart. I just remembered the name. See, I got the mental jolt. When you talk, I get the mental jolt. On the border. But I'm serious, though. I mean, you know, 2 years ago, I don't hear them saying, hey, we got $80 million like we do for the hotels, Hyatt hotels. Yeah. We'll have $80 million. Next week, we'll pass a resolution in Senate. We'll give you $80 million, and we're going to hire citizens in Texas to be deputized border agents and DHS. How many, Mike, you have an idea. How many billion we spend on Homeland Security every year?
We spend over $100 billion on that.
Okay. Why can't we send some of those guys with rifles?
Well, right? They probably shoot at the Americans.
This is really ridiculous. Now, the military is very scary. I'll tell you something. Let's just reverse this for a minute. Make believe the guy who Biden put in place was a white guy. And he said, hey, we're going to purge this military of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Black Panthers, anything like that. What would happen? What would happen?
Yeah. Well, all of these things, Colonel, I think are running so fast and so deep and so damagingly that people cannot wait for Trump to come back on a cloud, or the military doesn't seem to be interested in preserving the Union and the country and the Constitution. And I think it's going to come to a fight sooner rather than later, because we can't just keep taking this from these people. And the longer they're in power, the more it becomes institutionalized.
Right.
So, you know, there's, I don't know if it's next week, 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now, but before long, somebody's going to have to say enough. And if you keep it up, guess what? You're going to become less viable as a person. And we'll see who will fight.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, you see all these things on YouTube and BitChute and Odyssey and NewTube and, you know, Parler and Living Room and Bannister and Foyer. You know, you hear all these people chatting and putting memes and, yes, sir, charge. But I don't see anybody in the streets. All the 2A guys, I get it, man. You got the guns, you got the ammo, no problem. I'm on your side, no problem. But where are the placards in the street? Where is the protest? Where's the protest in the cities and the capital city, the capital of the states? Where's the protest to come to D.C.? It's all talk, no action.
Well, I think one thing, Colonel, on that is that there probably should be more. But the problem is the people who would come to protest what Biden and his gang of fools is about are people who will come without weapons. And they'll have to fight, or they'll be attacked in some way by Antifa, by police who've been suborned by the Democrats, by Black Lives Matter, certainly. And so, if you're going to demonstrate, you better come armed. And there's so many places in this country you can't carry weapons openly that it's hard to come with your family if you're not prepared to defend them. It's a sad thing to say about America, but I think that's maybe where we are.
I think you're right, Mike. Well, let me ask you a question. We had False Flag Week. Every time they talk about gun control, and remember, the guy who shot up everybody in Colorado, he passed all muster. He passed all the gun laws that they have in Colorado and still got a weapon, right?
Right.
We had Colorado. We had Atlanta. And guess what? Coming close to home, Virginia Beach just had one.
Yeah.
Virginia just, they got 2 dead, 8 shot. And Virginia Beach, as you know, is close to Norfolk, where the naval base is. Yeah. And again, that's the third one in, what, a week and a half, let's say? Yep.
The FBI has been very busy, Colonel.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'd like to know how many moles they took out of the closet last week.
Yeah, I would still like to know what they did in Las Vegas there to kill all those people and wound 400 people. That was a pretty good operation for the FBI.
By the way, did you hear anything about that in the Senate? Oh, Foreign Relations Committee, Foreign Armed Services Committee, Judiciary Committee. Anybody talking about that? Nobody, right?
Yeah.
This is our, what is, Mike, the CIA is a central intelligence agency, which is supposed to do the world. But what was the FBI put in place for? What were they supposed to be? Domestic what? Ice cream salesmen? What are they?
Well, initially they were to counterattack against what everybody was calling the Red Scare after World War One. Mm-hmm. And also bank robberies and that kind of thing. And then it became kind of a, what would you call it, a land of their own when they started to collect information on U.S. politicians. And so they always had high budgets. They never had any challenges. Look at what's his name? Not Comey, but the other guy.
The founder? You mean Hoover?
No, not Hoover, the guy who was the special counsel.
Oh, Mueller.
Mueller.
Mueller noodles, yeah.
Yeah, he had enough stuff for him to go to prison for 100 years during his career, and yet every congressman and senator said what a sterling guy he was.
Oh, yes, yes.
He had information on all of them, I bet.
Pristine and sterling, just like Bob Bach or Bill Barr.
Yeah.
Behind door number one. Hey, there he is, sterling. I remember there's the great guy who talks about the Constitution all the time on radio. And he said this guy was pristine. He was sterling. Hey, I worked with him. I know him personally. You're going to get the best results out of him, I'll tell you that. And there was another high-profile guy that was working at the Justice Department during Reagan. What's his name? Joe DeGeneva. Joe DeGeneva. He talked so highly about it. He said, well, listen, Trump knew what he was doing when he had, you know, Bill Barr. But everybody else but Trump and Joe DeGeneva knew that Bill Barr was going to bar anything from coming through the door.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is a strange situation and a dangerous situation. I saw something entitled yesterday, America Slipping Away. And I thought that was quite an accurate description of what's going on now.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, how many of these false flags things are they going to take? They probably got to get her. If they're not working for their bills, they're going to have to shoot up a school again somewhere.
Somewhere, you know, it depends on, you know, the budget. Now that they got Joey Bribes in there, the FBI's got a, you know, open checkbook.
Whatever. Yeah.
I don't know how many Gulfstreams they got. I think they have like 35 or 40 Gulfstreams. You know, they fly all over the country, you know, and then plant another guy and another guy and, you know, plant this guy and that guy. It's just it's an amazing agency.
It is. And you know, Colonel, you cannot point to anything in the last 5 years that the FBI did to help America. Nothing.
You're right.
Everything they've done has been to protect the Democrats, to protect the terrorists of Antifa and Black Lives Matter, or to kill Americans. At least that's what I'm aware of. I haven't seen them do anything laudable, patriotic. It's been they're a gang unto themselves.
Dr. Mike, we're winding down. So I did read about 2.5 years ago when Trump was president. Well, Trump is still president, I think. I don't know. He may be, he may not be. Some places said he's coming back. John Kennedy Jr. Is coming back with him, too. Yeah. They're in the same plane.
So is Judge Crater.
Yeah, Judge Crater, too.
From the 20s, yeah.
And the guy, what's his name, on MASH, the German general, what was it, the Nazi from MASH? Not MASH, the other show, I forgot what it is.
Oh, yes, Klink.
Yeah, Klink's coming back.
Same and Godot, he'll probably come with him, too.
Yeah, so I was I was thinking, you know, a couple of years ago, when Trump was the president, I do know that the FBI had made a major bust. It was a major bust. I think it was an overweight, obese guy, had diabetes, and he was hitting up the 7-Eleven without paying for the big gulp. So they cracked down on that guy. They got him. Well, he was like,
that probably saved the economy.
Yeah. That was like a bank robber deal. It took 16 agents and, I don't know, somewhere about $17 million, you know? But anyway, I just want to say, Mike, don't forget.
Can you smell it? It's your favorite freshly ground coffee brewing in your favorite cup. If you're anything like me or my family, coffee is essential for our mornings. And even more essential is good quality coffee. Well, Freedom First Coffee is our preferred choice. Made from organically grown beans from Mexico and Peru, they're then roasted here in the USA. So head on over to freedomfirstcoffee.com and choose our Founders Blend in medium or dark roast, ground or whole bean. That's freedomfirstcoffee.com. And make sure you use promo code NOCK, that's N-O-Q, for 10% off your order. And if you really want to be a freedom lover, choose a monthly subscription so you will never be without your Morning Joe. Again, that's freedomfirstcoffee.com.
As always, between the two of them, yeah, it is the best way to end the show. Getting Colonel Mike, Dr. Michael Scheuer to give their news updates. Have Tammy come on and talk to you about coffee. We are going to be, as I said earlier, we're going to be doing more of these shows more regularly, daily, making sure to push out 1, 2, 3, 4 a day. We're in a crunch time situation, folks. We can't take our foot off the pedal. This racism that's out there, I'm not talking about systemic racism, and I'm not talking about the false stuff. I'm talking about the real, true racism, which is, generally speaking, it's coming from the left. This racism has to be exposed because they are winning the narrative battle. We have to win it. We have to make sure that the truth comes out. And the truth is this, is that this push for segregation, this push to confuse the issue of anti-Asian hate, this push to make everything that's associated with white people make that bad and everything that's associated with people of color make that good. Folks, we just need to be people. Okay. There are good people that are white, good people that are black, bad people that are white, bad people that are black. Focus on the individual. Stop trying to stick us into a group, throw a label on us, and tell us what we need to do or what we're supposed to do or how we're supposed to act to appease your social justice sensibilities. This truth needs to get out there. So I strongly encourage everybody to share this, you know, visit regularly, subscribe. Apple Podcasts makes their decisions about where we rank in the algorithm based upon subscriptions, new subscriptions over the last 7 days. So please help us out. Find us on Apple Podcasts. I know they make it hard. You know, get on your iOS device, get onto Apple Podcasts, find NOQ Report, and subscribe. It does help us out a lot. And then, of course, spread the word. Lord willing, I will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you guys stay strong. You know, I've really got to get that down. I keep my finger. It's just, I have a very sensitive mouse. Okay, it's very sensitive. So sensitive. So as I'm ready to stop the show right at the right time, my finger just twitches. All of a sudden, it breaks it up. Lord willing, I will be back very soon with another episode. In the meantime, you all stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.
Hey there, freedom-loving carnivores. It's Jeff Dornick from Freedom First Network, and I've got a message for you. Are you tired of feeling like your beef choices are under siege? Well, fellow patriots, it's time to fight back with Prepper All Naturals. That's right, folks. In a world where the beef industry is under constant attack, Prepper All Naturals is here to stand tall and proud as a veteran-owned beacon of quality, taste, and freedom. When the guys at Prepper All Natural set out to provide you with the finest beef products, they knew they had a duty to defend America's beef legacy, and that's why we're proud to partner with them, bringing you the best of what this great land has to offer. Whether it's their succulent freeze-dried beef cubes or their premium freezer boxes packed with steaks and roasts, we're redefining what it means to enjoy beef today and tomorrow. And let me tell you, folks, their freeze-dried beef isn't just delicious, it's built to last. With proper stores, their beef cubes can maintain their quality and freshness for up to a decade, ensuring you'll never have to compromise on taste or nutrition. But wait, there's more. They're not just in the business of selling beef. They're in the business of defending freedom. That's why they promise to never sell you anything less than 100% all-American natural beef. No lab-grown imposters, no experimental jabs, and certainly no compromises with the woke agenda. So, fellow beef enthusiasts, join us in our mission to protect America's beef legacy. Visit freedomfirstbeef.com and use code FFM for 15% off your order. Because when you choose Prepper All Naturals, you're not just eating well today, you're eating well tomorrow. And together, we'll ensure that beef remains a symbol of freedom for generations to come. Prepper All Naturals, where beef meets freedom.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.